Swa, yesterday night I spent a wonderful evening with Bhakti and Sumali, sharing the Thai food, French dessert, and delicious champagne. And you didn't tell me about it? So good space, a lot of laughter, good lives, stories to share, and good movie. Then, speaking about movies, I came to know that you already have this film, Bab Aziz. I got that, no? Devanshi. But without English subtitles. That's why I haven't seen it, so it just came. I was thinking to order it, but, you know, I'm not much on the internet. I'm not very good at those things. So, no, it came. So, here you have it with the subtitles, and you see there is a song in this movie in which the lyrics appear only in the English subtitles. And I would like to share it with you because you have been sharing about it during these days and always. And in essence, it will represent many of us on this path. It is a Sufi song poem. And it says, "The people of the world are like three butterflies in front of a candle flame. The first one went closer to the flame and say, 'I know about love.' The second butterfly touched the flame lightly with his wings and said, 'I know how love's fire can burn.' And the third butterfly just threw himself into the heart of the flame and was consumed. He alone knows what true love is. Thank you, Baba, for being our candle's flame of love in Love Parag." Very good. That's how it is. The first one went closer and say, "I know about love." That is how the majority of people, they just know about love, but it's all in the head. And then love never goes very deep than if it's in the head. That's how love is now in the modern world. It's only in the head. Is only the appearance, is only fantasies, is only desire. Then the second one touched the flame lightly with his wings and said, "I know how love's fire can burn." No, you know the heat. But if you're not ready, then you go away again, and then again, you can say, "I touched it." The second one, of course, is better because now you know, now you feel. Instead of just knowing, instead of just thinking that you know about love, you have felt it. That is a different depth. Very few people really go there. And then the third, he just threw himself into the heart of the flame and was consumed. He alone knows what true love is. That is just how it is. You have to become it to know it. Don't be satisfied just thinking you know. That is the holy fire. It can burn. What better way to get burnt? Love is very easy because it's the most natural. But it can be very hard also because people are just hung up in the head, in the thoughts. Then they can feel. First, you have to come from the head to the heart. You have to become more a human being. The head is just a machine. The problem with the machine, it thinks it knows everything. Like a computer, it knows everything. No, the computers are even smarter than us now. But they don't feel. So to be human being, you first have to feel. You have to come back into your heart. That is the center of the humans. Then the heart will show you many things that you have forgotten. Courage, truthfulness, sensitivity, awareness, peace, balance, responsibility, joy. Then you go beyond that also into the empty heart, just into awareness. That is your true home. Just yesterday I was telling you about the different yogas. Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. This is all different paths, like for different types of people. But I forgot to tell you that they always said in India, in Tibet, that the ultimate yoga is Guru Yoga. When you are finished with all the yogas, then you go for Guru Yoga. Then you find an alive master. Because in him, all the yogas are together. Otherwise, even the yogas becomes just a philosophy. And Raja Yoga is the control of the body and the senses, like Hatha Yoga. That is just the pygmy state. This is the kindergarten state or yoga, just hardly noticed in India. This is the only thing that is known in the West. Just the physical yoga. It has nothing to do with yoga. It's just exercise. But that shows you where the West is. And the whole part was that first you have to make your body loose so you can feel the energy, be control over your physical, then control over your mind, then control over your feelings, your emotions, then prepare yourself for meditation, just sitting. That was Raja Yoga. Karma Yoga is to be service. Be service, be to service for the good without any thinking of reward. Do everything service, but no, not to gain anything. Just out of being available. Selfishness. That is Karma Yoga. Bhakti Yoga, to open yourself to the divine, to existence, to the Guru, to God. To have nothing in the way, to be totally open, to fall more and more in tune. Jnana Yoga, which is meditation, self-inquiry, koans, So you see, you use different centers. And some people are more physical, some people are more emotional, some people are more mental. So this is where it comes from, so you can use more this side that is strong in you. But if you are with an alive master, what they call Guru Yoga, that goes beyond all, because then all those four goes together then. It comes automatically, because you learn about the whole life. And you can't choose, because all these centers is available in you. Everybody has some of all. Maybe some is more strong in the mental department, some in the physical department, some then in the emotional department. But it's all part of the shopping mall. It's all there. So in India also, people can get hung up in the different things. But if you really want, then they always said, then you have to find an alive master then. That is Guru Yoga. Then who cares about that? Then you will get all. You will get the discipline. You will learn how to be of service. You will learn how to be creative. You will learn how to just drink. All that comes like a shadow. You will know without practicing meditation what meditation is. Otherwise, people have just ideas about meditation also. But being with the beloved, that's why love is so important. Then you don't even know what is happening. Suddenly you just fall into it because you are available. Then you get the taste of it. It's nothing to do with any teaching, it's just an allowing. You can do it, it's just a knack. But now, what they call love, is just the mental. Just those first butterflies that knows about love, just looking at it from a distance. And now people, they want freedom. They don't want to get involved, even in the physical, even in partnership, because they want freedom. They're free. But this is just an excuse then, not to go deeper. And you can never have freedom if you don't have responsibility. This freedom is just an excuse for your desires. Then that freedom, one day freedom with that, one day freedom with that, but no depth. Good for teenagers. You should explore. But please don't stop there. And there are people who have just stopped there. And in the name of meditation, in the name of freedom, in the name of allowing, they don't have any responsibility. Love demands responsibility. And when love feels you are responsible, committed to love, then it will always be there and with you. Love will never leave you if you are committed to love. That's the nature of love. But if you just come and go, how much commitment then? That is how it is. You have to go into it. You have to get burnt. So these two things come together. Responsibility, commitment, and then out of that freedom comes, because then it's a higher understanding. It's not cheap. It demands more. Do Dear old Kyle Gibran, here have a beautiful poem, no? He says that love will crown you, but first it will crucify you. So will it crucify you. The crucifixion comes first. Rumi says, anything born in spring dies in the fall, but love is not seasonal. Love is not seasonal. But then you have to go out of the physical, because the spring, the fall, the winter, the autumn, this belongs to the physical world. But love is not seasonal. It belongs to another dimension. When I came to my master, he gave me this name, Blissful Spring. Blissful Spring, he said. Stay and enjoy the spring. It's always spring, he told me. This is what he meant. It's not seasonal. It's somewhere. There's always spring. Most people, they get cold in the winter. It's one place. It's always spring. Primavera. Always flowers. Then, if you have tasted them, then you don't go then. There is no... So when I say that love demands commitment, you never feel it's a commit demand. It's totally natural. At one place, it becomes natural. It's not an effort at all. It's an understanding. In love, you can do anything. In that spring, you can do anything because you had cold, very long time you had been cold. The subject today is love. And tomorrow. And for the rest of my life. So prepare yourself. That's what Hafiz said. No, these people, they know. You cannot get enough. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself, says Kahil Gibran. But if you love and must needs have desires, let these be your desires. Let these be your desires. He said, be aware of what you desire. To melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody to the night. To know the pain of too much tenderness. To know the pain of too much tenderness. Remember, love can easily get hurt because too tender. A flower is very fragile. A rock can easily crush it. The rock doesn't even feel it, what is happening. But underneath it, the flower is dead, is crushed. To be wounded by your own understanding of love and to bleed willingly and joyfully. To wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. To rest at noon hour and meditate on love's ecstasy. And he's talking about that spring that is not seasonal. And to return home at evening time with the gratitude. And then to sleep with the prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise on your lips. And that is how love is. Too much tenderness. That's why to understand that love, you have to be very tender, very soft. So soft that you can't keep yourself together again. Just falling apart. Then love can come in. It has to be very, very tender. That is, the love is to rise in consciousness. Then, only when you are very light, only when you are more and more aware, conscious, then more and more love them. Because more and more weightless, nothing can hold you. All these things that brings you down, they have to be released. They have to be understood. They have to be seen. They have to be taken responsibility over. You have to devote yourself to something that is higher. Then when you have higher desires, the higher the energy goes, and the more beautiful you become, the more pure you become. Beloved Master, it is being very good for me to be here. I can see many changes in my life and I cannot function as before. I used to have a good reasoning, but I can't anymore. I used to feel very clever, but I don't feel in this way anymore. I feel like a child who doesn't know what to do. Where is Fatya? That is very good. Because in this world, who has the courage to become like a child? And you don't do it, but it's happening. That's how I trick you. In spite of your clever mind, suddenly you become innocent again. You don't know what's happening. How can I function? And nobody said it was going to be easy to function in this world like an innocent child. But it's possible. Because now you are a grown-up, everything is in your computer, you know how to handle, you know how to do a phone call, you know how to get a ticket, you know how to go on the plane. And you know how to behave grown-up. Behave, please behave. But inside, you keep that innocence. So everything has to be rearranged. That is the whole process. This is just the old is going. It's crumbling. And if you don't have trust, if you don't have guidance, you will never make it. Because people get afraid when that happens. But here, out of understanding, is a welcoming. Because the old has to break, and then you can build the new. Now you can build the new out of consciousness, out of awareness. I used to feel very clever, but I don't feel in this way anymore. I feel like a child who doesn't know what to do. Don't worry, Svetya. It's the same for me. It's just that I'm used to it. For new, it's new. I never know what to do either. But things are happening. And happening beautiful. Out of that not knowing. Out of that trust. Remember, the mind always wants to plan something, do something. The innocent is always available for the new. I'm learning a new language, the language of truth, of love, of compassion, and mainly trust. All this is so new for me. So sometimes, or most of the time, it is difficult just to relax. How is it now you're relaxed? Is it difficult? Huh? Huh? With me it's not difficult. Well, no, it was not difficult. But this is how it is. Because you've been tense so long, you've been so identified so long. It takes a little time, but you're seeing your own process, and that's very good. You understand your own process, then you can allow it. But I trust you, and I really want to be total with you. Then I know that the peace slowly, slowly will come. And my heart's love will be more present than the fear from my old mind. Yes. That is the is heaven and hell doesn't exist. It's just either the mind or the heart. Either the fear from the mind and the monsters and the ghosts and the devils. Or the relaxation, the peace, the silence, the trust of the heart. And from this deep wish to be total with you, I would like to share something that I have not had enough courage to share before. It is about my sannyas. Since you gave it to me 6 years ago, I have always had difficulty with being total in it. I tried to use it before, but I always came back to my old name. Many times I ask you to give me sannyas again. Can you believe it? I can believe anything, baby. And how can I not believe you? I believe everybody. When you say something, I believe you. Trust is my nature. How can I not believe you? Yes, babe, I can believe it. It takes more than that to surprise me. I really don't want to think about this anymore. I really don't want to be separate, split anymore. Could you please help me to go deeper in this confusion? No, I don't want you to go deeper in this confusion. If you want to do that, then you should go to some kind of therapy place then. Work on yourself with some heavy-duty therapy and some heavy-duty mental therapists. he wants you to go deeper into the confusion. I'm into taking you out of the confusion. It's very easy. If somebody is sitting in the sewage, in the shit, then you don't say, go deeper. That is not very nice people who does that. If you are a good human being, you say, please give me your hand. Even if you're very dirty, you will help them and say, pull them out. And then give them a good shower. That's it. Could you help me to see what I'm not seeing? Thank you very much for all your love, attention and patience. With much love, Svetcha. I feel like a child who doesn't know what to do. I'm learning a new language, the language of truth, of love, of compassion, and mainly trust. This is so new for me, but I trust you and I really want to be total with you. And then it's no problem. Stand up for your truth will make you strong. Only that will make you strong. You stand up for your insights. Then truth and love will love you then, when it feels you are committed. Like an innocent child, I don't know what to do. Then when the parents, when the mama, when the papa calls the children, come back home now. Then if you're a good child, you come home then. If you love your parents, if you love the house, you know that this is safety, they know best for me. I'm just a little child, I don't know. Come home now, they say, it's getting dark outside. Then they come very happy. Then naughty children, they run away. And then the parents, much effort, they have to go and look in the bushes. Where are these naughty child? That is the difference, no? The parents don't give up. But it's much easier with the loving child who listen. Then makes it much easier for the parents that they understand. No? Good children understand. My parents, they just want the best for me. They love me. I'm safe. Some naughty children, they run away then. No? Then the parents have to go out. Much effort, embarrassment. They have to go and look for them in all kinds of... Maybe they're hiding in the sewer. No? In the sewer, they run away, some children. Then their parents have to drag them out from the sewer, give them a good scrub. Oh my God, where have you been? And only when you clean, then you can come in the bed. No, you can sleep in it even with me now. You are nice and clean. Basically, you should be more conscious what energy you put out and take in you. Dear beloved soul, I'm so glad to be here. It feels like coming home. That's a good child. But when I'm going back to my own place, it's hard. That is a challenge, to make your own place your home. That is the challenge. I have done my best for many years to please my husband and my children, to keep the peace and happiness in the family, not thinking so much about my own needs and wishes, what I need. This last year I have started to take more space for myself and listen to what my body wants. It's a bit scary because I'm changing so much. I really would like to jump into the unknown, but something is still holding me back. This fear I would love to get rid of. You tell us to be lions, and right now I feel like a lion puppy. Like the little Simba in the story. But at the same time, it gives me great comfort to know that Simba becomes the Lion King. At the end. Thank you for helping me open my eyes. With all my love, Gangi. That's it, Gangi. You can't push it. But when you have accepted that you are a lion puppy, you will have to grow up. That's how it is. You must have heard about the ugly duckling, no? And then it was a swan. Huh? Huh? You're all swans. You think you are just ducks. Quack, quack, quack. It is painful because it wants to grow. It wants to come out. And that is, you have to allow that. And why is it painful? Because it wants to grow. So it's a good pain. You have to allow it. Don't let it hold you back. Because your heart, your consciousness, want more space. The heart has been living very tight. Hardly any. That's how people live and breathe. There is no space. Just boom, 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 boom. And you have to break that shell. And then the heart will go, oh! Yeah. Thank you, Gangi. Thank you, it will say. I've been so tight and I'm a big boy now. I'm a big heart and you have kept me in that box. Then you both will laugh. You already know the story. So this is, you have to help it. And it is a bit scary because it's changing so much. Yes. That is how it is. That's why nobody wants to look at themselves, why nobody wants to feel, because it means change. I remind you again and again, because it has to happen. And then you see what you need to do. And many times it can be very hard what is needed to do. Because we have done so many unconscious things. We have done so many things to ourselves and created so many prisons and ideas that it's become very tight. No, you have to see with your new understanding and don't push it. The lion takes time, like everything, to grow. Be patient, do it intelligent, and see how you can do things in most beautiful ways. Because you can break free in many different ways. Yeah? Con artist. You have to be a con artist. How to break free is many different ways. You can just use dynamite. But if you have many things around you, you know, family and friends and blah, 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 many dishes from grandmother and all these things, then you have to be careful because it might be very brutal for the other people. So then you have to be intelligent and say, no, maybe it's another way. You can ease it slowly, slowly. It's many different ways. You have to find the way that is right for you. And that will come as more and more you listen to yourself. I like everybody to do it the most beautiful, so people around you also understand what is happening. And in that way that you're trying to connect with their heart, you telling your truth, then you also help them. Because it's easier just to run away. But then it's not, the past is not finished then. You have to finish the past and finish this in whatever way you can. But always, I'm always for peaceful solutions, not war. Not war, but peaceful solutions, no? I really would like to jump into the unknown, but something is still holding me back. Yeah, because you have to do your homework. Otherwise, it will always haunt you. You have to see what is holding you back. You have created it. You can also solve it. That will do you be your homework. And it's up to you. Sooner or later you have to do it. If you understand it, then you start working. You see what you can do to free yourself. Make more space for yourself. And it's not so difficult as you think. Because the heart, life, I support you. Because it's the right. Before you have done prisons out of unconsciousness, out of unawareness, out of desires, out of mind. No, you have to start functioning in another way now. No, it's your heart now you want to take care of. It's your truth now. It's your silence. It's your soul. And if that you understand that, then that will help you. Yes, maybe everybody has some things to do to break free. Because we have created so many prisons, so many strings. But it's easy. And it's individual. Some people, they just run away in the middle of the night. I like that. I did that. I just disappeared. But I did it so early that I had no responsibility. I just disappeared. And I never came back. They lost all hope, my poor family. But now they are very happy, because now I teach them also to be free. Now they are very happy. But it is a period, it could be anything from one day till 20 years, nobody knows. Well, it's a little uncomfortable, maybe. Some people never understand if they are totally stuck in their own patterns, you know. If your family, your friends, your society, whatever, maybe they never change. They will never understand you. But who cares? You know you have to do it. It doesn't matter. Just do it in the most beautiful way. And the little Simba, he doesn't know that he's going to be the Lion King. Who would think little Simba would be the Lion King of Africa? And all the animals. Very not good. But he was a good Lion King because he had good experiences. You had a hard life, then you become a good ruler then. You understand. Even the giraffe, even the fox, he understands. Everybody here understands. The king should understand all the little animals. Just Gangi, when we are here, just come as much as you can, because this will help you. You're living in a good valley, no problem. Therefore, forgive me for not writing to you in all love and surrender. I am not yet humble. Ooh. And my ego, ooh, is present, ooh. And very frightened of you and this place. Thank you for making my heart melt and for making me smile and cry at the same time. How do you manage that, smile and cry at the same time? Thank you for giving me so many new understandings. With respect and love, Anna. Don't worry, Anna. Everything is fine. You are thanking me, you have respect and love, and new understandings are happening. That's beautiful. Be happy. I have seen you have enjoyed very much. You have changed very much. And you've been waiting to come for many years, most probably. Because you had tasted something. It is like I met you before. I was wondering, this woman, she has been there before or what? So you must have been thinking at least to come. Because in some way we met before. Yes? Huh? Yes. For how long time I've been in your life? And then what happened then? That's it. It's your friend, Sujan. Very nice woman, no? And you say, forgive me for not writing to you in all love and surrender. But this is what is knocking on the door, and you know it. But I don't need to forgive you. I want people to be truthful. How can you be all love and surrender if you are not? You should just accept yourself as you are. Only then can you change. You accept yourself as you are. It's beautiful. You are standing up for it. Maybe it's not there, but it is there. It's just your mind that is normal. The mind is always confused when it comes to satsang. What is happening? Because they say, I've never experienced anything like that. Oh my God, here I'm sitting laughing and crying at the same time. I must be getting mad. And my satsanga is really crazy. I'm not yet humble, and my ego is present and very frightened. You don't look like the ego is there, and you don't look very frightened either. I think you are fooling yourself. Huh?
I'm just afraid of stick it to be true.
Ay, ay, ay. Anna, I think Anna, you have to accept it. You are home now. This is just what I'm saying. That is too good to be true. That's why you don't believe it. And you, my whole work is just slowly getting you to accept it. It's too good. Very good, Anna. It is happening. And you don't look very scared of me. Huh? Are you? Where you live, Anna? So very good, you're very close, you can come. And then slowly you will understand. You will understand that which you cannot understand. Some other thing is that's happening in you. When you're a good woman, you are in touch with it. It's just that it's new now. You're welcome. In the beginning, it's too good to be true. I tell you, this morning, it was a little bird inside the fireplace in my house. The little bird was inside the fireplace. And it's that kind of fireplace you can close with this glass door. So I was looking there. It was there, just like I'm telling you, these children who falls in the sewer. Then it was there with all the ash. I couldn't believe it first. I heard some kind of sound when I was sitting. And then the sound was, it's not from the outside, maybe it's there. And he came down the chimney, and there he was. All ash all over, totally freaked. And I said, hello, little friend. I will open, even if you make a mess. And then first he came out and he couldn't believe it. It was too good to be true. He was out. Then he was going crazy around the living room, then into the kitchen, and then I closed the door there so I could open the window because he was like, wow, freedom. But it was just the first step of freedom. Whew. All the ash was off. And then he started relaxing because he didn't get out. Then I could relax, little brother, open the window. Then he understood for the second time that I was helping him. Then he looked at me and then he just, very elegant, just whoof, and he landed on the lawn outside. And I was saying, no, something happened with his little bird brain. His little bird brain even started understanding that I'm helping him. He had this look, oh my God, and he was just... So I went out, and he was sitting there, and I sat next to him. Very unusual, the birds never allow that. I sat next to him, and he was sitting there, and we were sitting there together. He was very happy, very grateful. Too good to be true, he said. I said, you better believe it. And then he flew. Everybody was happy. What to do? In this way, this why the other day we said that this internet can be very helpful also. It was helpful for you. Many people, they were very, many times I got messages, some people write to me. Just this morning also, one woman, Kathleen from Holland, she wrote me, my dear Swaha, I'm so glad I found you at YouTube. Your humor and happiness made me smile and laughing all the while. And I was so happy. I never been so happy. Even the clock stopped and I was in nothingness. Maybe even the clock physically stopped. I don't know, but she was in nothingness. Now I'm on my way home. Right now I'm still a visitor in my own home. That is just what Ganga said. I still feel like a visitor in my own home. But I believe I soon will stay forever in this place. Thank you for being. Love, Kathleen. Very good. Beloved, this trip to Norway is becoming more and more beautiful. So many changes are happening quickly and naturally. For instance, in 1 week, I could let go of all my attachments and I relaxed about renting out our house in Brazil while we are here, free and light as you teach. I can feel my inner power growing in my belly. I'm loving myself, and from this true love, I'm sharing truth and love. I'm so lucky, so blessed. Life becomes so easy for me, Baba, that I have to ask, why me? What did I do to deserve so many blessings? Is the big surprise still to come, or should I just accept my fate and go on enjoying this eternal playfulness? And from this rain of gifts, I would like to thank all my beloved brothers and sisters here who with love and kindness are making my life here so easy and beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for the car rides, for the work I already got the first day, for the warm and cozy house, for the food, for the opportunity to work in the kitchen, for the winter clothes, for the invitation to live and work in a beautiful place, for sharing your bliss. Thank you, my beloved, for being inside all these opening hearts around you. All I need is to stay at your feet, playing in your loving Buddha field. From your blessed Kavita. I'm happy. Everything is happening good, no? Very good beginning. You see, when you trust, then everything is happening. You don't know that before you experience it. And to experience it, you have to let go. When you let go, then things start happening. Look now how everything is provided. And just accept your fate. What else can you do? And enjoy this eternal playfulness. I have to play one more song so I can have a cup of coffee. Beloved, thank you. What a gift it is to be around you, to have this opportunity in this blessed life, the life of lifetimes. I realize that it's more precious than I'm able to understand. As I'm going deeper and deeper into this mystery of life, truth, and love, into the mystery of being. I'm stumbling many times, getting lost in my mind and emotions, falling into the traps of believing I'm standing up for myself, when in reality I'm standing up for my ego and insecurities, forgetting and getting out of focus. But then you are there, again and again, reminding me and helping me to stand on my own feet again. Thank you for never giving up. Thank you for reminding me that the mind doesn't know anything about the truth. Thank you for reminding me not to get lost in the small things, to always see the bigger picture, and to remember why I'm here. thank you for showing me that I'm walking on a holy path. And thank you for your love and presence that makes me able to take my steps further and further into the mystery, into the unknown, home to myself. How to express this gratefulness that I'm feeling? The only thing I can say is thank you, love, Vibhuti. Let there be less and less to say, and more to feel and be. It is an ongoing journey. And the deeper you go into it, the less you can say. The less you can say, and the more silence, the more grateful you become. The more in awe of this wonder. And that is the way. First, be happy, celebrate, have a loving heart, and then bring that into silence, into meditation, into your own depth. That is my way, and natural, because then it's beautiful to be with yourself when you are happy, when you are content, when you are grateful. There is no words. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And gratefulness, gratitude, that is the fragrance of meditation. That is the flowering of meditation. When you have a grateful heart. Thank you. That is the true prayer. Thank you. Aum Shanti.